This is episode 2410 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here giving yourself permission to slow down. Welcome to day 7 of the series we've been exploring all week long. We've been exploring feeling safe in the world. Throughout this week, you have explored insight and inspiration and meditations guiding you to feel more grounded, to focus less on fear, and to open up to peace all around you. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you do a reflection meditation. And I consider a reflection meditation to be the most powerful meditation in a series. You'll be guided as you reflect back over your week, and you will be guided in a meditation to feel safe. If you'd like to be guided longer in this final episode, or as we launch into a brand new series, you can find the full 30-minute guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You could experience an entire series absolutely free, and you gain access to over 2,000 meditations on the app. So if you want a longer, deeper guided experience, you are invited to try the Sip and Om meditation app free for a week. So now I wonder how your challenge went this week. In each week's series, we explore a challenge. You were on a kindness quest. And I heard from many of you letting me know that this kindness quest made a big difference in your week. I heard from some of your fellow meditators who said that building kindness into their days gave them something exciting to look forward to, and that they hadn't really thought of previously actually scheduling kindness. And so if you scheduled in kindness to share with others and to share with yourself, something extra special to look forward to each day. I know that's how it felt for me as well. So as you get ready to settle yourself down in a meditation to feel safe, I want to review some of the insight we discovered throughout the week about how feeling safe has a lot to do with how you talk to yourself mentally, how you're able to clarify what is actually true about a situation that you might be fearful about, and to look for peace around you. The affirmation this week is, peace is all around me. And when you start repeating such an affirmation through your mind on a regular basis, you begin to seek out and find peace. You also discovered how most thoughts we think each day are negative, and the majority of those negative thoughts are repetitive. So the more you can give yourself this self-talk and focus on peace, as I mentioned, the more you're going to see it evolve in your life. So as you're making yourself nice and comfortable, close your eyes and gently elevate your eyes upward to the point between your eyebrows. This spiritual or third eye, it's referred to, right where your prefrontal lobes are in your brain, the part that meditation strengthens to help you manage stress in a much better way. Begin to inhale and exhale gently and evenly through your nose. Mentally affirm peace is all around me. As you inhale, inhale peace. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, and think of something you're grateful for. When it feels right, release your breath and release fear. Very nice. Inhale, peace. Hold gratitude. Exhale, fear. You may place your hands to seek out inner wisdom with your Shuni Mudra, touching your thumb tip to your middle fingertip. Very nice. I invite you now to create a room within your mind. This will be your safe room. Visualize a space that invites you in. Mentally arrange this space so that you feel safe. Decorate it within your mind. What items will you place in this safe space? Will your space have a view? Or maybe your space is outside. Visualize how beautiful it will be to spend time in this space within your mind when you want to feel safe. This is your safe space when it becomes a little overwhelming, when you're fearful or angry or hurt. This is a room for you to gently, peacefully process your emotions. This space holds you in your pain. Continue sitting in this space, visualizing it to life, feeling as though you're there, seated in this space, and memorizing what it looks like so that when you need to feel safe, you can mentally return to this space. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Feeling Safe in the World series with you. Continue meditating. Meditate a little longer today. You are so worth slowing down for.